Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We are grateful you joined us. We are so thankful. We are so thankful to our Father, our Lord, and our Shepherd. So, Father, this morning we are grateful that you have joined us because we are two or more gathered in your name. Oh, we are gathered in your name. Your name is holy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for what you're doing already on Bible Storyland. We thank you this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can call on your mighty name, your holy name. And, Lord, oh, God, help us, oh, God, to keep our eyes fixed on you. Oh, God, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and thy holy name. So we are grateful to you this morning that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallelujah. You are a great and mighty King. You are the Almighty Father. Oh, Father, we pray your kingdom come, your will be done. In the name of Jesus, let your kingdom advance and be established through preaching, teaching, and healing. In the name of Jesus, let the gates of our lives in the cities, oh God, where we live, be open to the King of Glory. You are the King of Glory. Come in, come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty. You are clothed with strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. What a great God we serve. Hallelujah. We thank you that you know our names, even our addresses. You know everything concerning us, your children, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a great King above all the gods. Let the heathen hear that you are Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are the King that reigns. Oh, God, Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens. And your kingdom rules over all. Let men bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let men bless you in all places. Oh, God, of your dominion, in the name of Jesus, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of your glory, your kingdom, the glory of your kingdom. Talk of your power, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let men know your mighty acts and your glorious and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region, oh, God, with signs and wonders following. Hallelujah. Father, we receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure to give it to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. Oh, God, we come with grateful hearts. Forgive us, Lord, when we're like the children of Israel, when they complained. Oh, God, you gave them bread, then they want this, they want that. Forgive us because you have given us a superabundant supply. So we say, thank you, Lord. Let the righteousness, oh, God, peace and joy of the kingdom be established in every one of our lives. Let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of the Lord and his Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom, overthrow the thrones of wicked kingdoms, O God. Preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom in the name of Jesus. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released. We seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, O God, and all these things shall be added unto us. Break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion, O God. Let all dominions serve and obey you. You are Lord. You are God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. Well, good morning again. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We stand in awe of a great God, the Lord God Almighty, the one who created us, the one that we serve. Ain't no God great like our God. He is holy. He is mighty. He is almighty. He's omnipresent. He's right there wherever you are. He's right there with you. He has not forgotten what he promised you. He make promises to his children, and he keep them. He's not a man that he should lie. So we thank God for each of you this morning. It's Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring the seniors this morning. And you know, no matter what age we are, God loves us. If we're babies or 105, 110, 120, no matter what age, he still loves us. Oh, he has not forgotten you, senior citizens. He will keep his promise. He will keep his promises to his children. So, you know, he put a purpose in every senior citizen when they were born, when he formed them in their mother's belly. So, you know, no matter what age you are, that promise shall be fulfilled. So we got to agree with God. You know, sometimes we say, oh, something told me. No, if it wasn't the devil, it was God told you. If it wasn't of evil, it was of good and for your good. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 139, oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my sitting down and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and thou hast laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is so great for me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot contain it. How precious, O God, how precious are you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, that you knew us, O God, even before you formed us in our mother's belly. So we thank the Lord this morning for his word. His word is great. He honors his word above his name. He put us in the belly. And he formed us and he shaped us and he put that purpose on the inside of us. For thou hast possessed our reign. Thou hast covered us in our mother's womb. So what we're going to do, we're going to praise you, Lord, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works that thou hast known and thy soul knoweth right well. Hallelujah. Oh, the word is awesome. The word is great. So I thank God for the word this morning. I thank God for each of you. God loves his creation, and he wants the best for all of us, no matter what age we are. Did God propose that you would be a senior citizen, intercessor for him? If so, you got to get to praying every day when you wake up, when you open your eyes, you got to get to praying. You can't say, oh, Lord, my toe hurt, I can't pray today. No, we got to get to praying. We got to get about our Father's business, as Jesus said. If you're an intercessor and a senior citizen, you got to pray. Pray, pray. Pray for this country, America. Pray for every continent. Pray for the families. Pray for the children. You got to pray. Pray, 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 pray continuously. You got to pray, continuously pray. So I thank God this morning for each of you. You know, we're going to continually praise the Lord this morning. We have with us, from Houston, Texas, Karen Itell. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
How are you this morning?
I am doing wonderful.
Amen. What song of praise are you going to play this morning for us?
I will sing of the Redeemer.
All right. I will sing of the Redeemer. Thank you. Amen, amen. Thank you, Kara. Beautiful. I will sing of the Redeemer. And you know God is our Redeemer. He redeemed us out the hand of the enemy into his way. And we got to continue in his way. Well, as we continue this morning, as we continue on, no matter what God has purposed you to do, senior citizen, did God purpose you to be a writer? Then you got to write about his love for mankind. You got to write the books that's on the inside of you that he is inspiring you to write. Did God purpose you to be a teacher? You got to teach the word to God's people. You got to know the word yourself. Read, study, to show yourself approved, workmen that needed not be ashamed. Did God purpose you to be a Christian doctor? Whatever God purposed you to be, you got to do that to help people heal. So I thank God for what he's purposed each one of us to do. And we got to give thanks to him every day. So we're going to begin to worship and praise God like never before. We are worshiping the Most High. He is our Redeemer. He is our Lord and King. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for everything that he's done, everything that he's going to do, because he's done great things for us. He's our Lord and Shepherd. He's our Creator, and he loves us. So, you know, I'm grateful to Father God. Every day, he calls our name and we get up. Without him, we are nothing. We have no life in us without him. We can't do anything without our Father. So we're dependent upon the Father for everything, everything, not some things, but for everything. We are depending upon him for our very breath, for our life, for our strength, for our help. We're depending on the Lord this morning. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I thank God for coming on this morning. I thank God for what you've done, for what God has done for us. So this morning, I'm going to dedicate a song to a lady that I met a long, long time ago. Met her quite some time ago. So I want you to listen to this song. Hold on, it's coming on. It's coming on in just a minute. He says it's a prayer song. Her name is Lanny Ann McBride. She's from Jackson, Mississippi. I'm dedicating this song to her as she sings the song. I'm dedicating it to her. Thank you. that's our testimony. We got to say, Lord, take our hand, lead us on. We got to say, Lord, take our hand. And she's on with us this morning from Jackson, Mississippi. Oh, she's going to be probably saying something a little bit later. Right now we have Minister Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. And I know she has to go to some funerals today, so we're grateful that she's on with us. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, I enjoy that.
I know. Isn't that a beautiful song? I tell you, that's a mighty woman of God, and I was privileged to meet her in my travels. So she's on with us this morning. Her brother's going to be speaking with us this giving the word this morning, so I'm grateful. We got plenty of pastors on this morning.
All right. I tell you what, I'm going to listen as long as I can on this morning. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Amen, amen. What are you going to sing this morning?
Well, how about I Need Thee?
I Need You, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Amen, amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Are you in Paducah, Kentucky? Or are you traveling today?
No, we're in Paducah. We're in Paducah, but we've had so many deaths, so many friends. We had three friends who passed away on Tuesday. So there are three funerals today. I'm playing the piano at two of them, and then we're having a memorial service at my church on Monday for another family whose mom passed away. So we need the Lord. We do. We always need him, but especially at this time, we need him.
Yes, we do. Well, we're so grateful you took time out of your busy, busy, busy schedule to come and be with us. And, Father, I just lift up your daughter, Pastor Donna Hawkins. You know her. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. And, Lord, she stretched. You enlarged her territory, Lord. So I thank you for her and her husband and the family, Lord. I lift up those bereaved families, Father God, and we ask you to comfort and strengthen them like never before. Give Pastor Donna even more energy, more strength as she go from place to place, going about doing your business, your will, oh God. So I thank you for safe travel, protection, guidance, direction, oh God. I thank you for her church, oh God, where she is the pastor, Lord. I thank you for you are the shepherd of her life, and as she shepherd them, Lord, you shepherd her. Every concern, every heavy burden, we leave it at your feet. Because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Pastor Donna.
God bless you, Minister. I love you.
Love you too. All righty. Amen. I tell you what, I do my best to obey what God said. He said, you know, in his word, he commanded us. He didn't give us a wish or, you know, he said, my first commandment is to love, for us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then to love each other like we love ourselves. So we got to be obedient to God's word. He wasn't playing. It wasn't a wish. It was a commandment. And, you know, sometimes we have trouble with that. But we got to learn it. We say, oh, I love God, but you know her or him? No, wait now. Come on. So we got to learn. We can't do it in our own strength. We got to ask the Lord to help us. So we're continuing this morning. We have Mother Fanny on with us this morning. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
Mother Fanny, would you like to sing or pray for the senior citizens or both?
I'll sing for right now.
Amen, amen. What you going to sing?
Walk with me.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While the moon is pilgrim journey, I want Jesus. I want Jesus to walk with me. You walk with the mother. Walk with me. You walk with my mother. Walk with me. While the moon is pilgrim journey, the Lord, I want Jesus. I want Jesus to walk with me. You walk with the Father. Please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord Jesus. You walk with the Father. Please walk with me. While the moon is pilgrim journey, oh Lord, I just want Jesus. I just want Jesus to walk with me. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. That's what we want. We want Jesus to walk with us. You know, we can't walk alone. We try to walk alone. We stumble. We fall. We get into all kind of stuff, in the mud, in the mire of life. We need Jesus to walk with us. We need Jesus to take our hand. We can't make it. We need him every hour.
Oh, yeah.
Not just every other day. We need him every hour of every day. So I thank the Lord this morning that we could call on his name. And even before we call, thank God he's already answered. Well, we thank God for Mother Fanny. She just turned, what was it, 82, Mother?
Yes.
Uh-huh. 82.
Thank God,
month.
Thank God.
Hey, I know you do, Mother. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. She lives in Daytona Beach, Florida, about 3 hours from here where I live. So I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for the senior citizens who come on. But we also have Miss Ludell on with us this morning. She's the youngest senior citizen we have. She is 96. Am I getting it right?
All right.
96 years young. So we thank God for her. She lives in Appleton, Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning to everyone. How
you
doing? How you doing this morning?
Oh, we are blessed of the Lord.
All right.
What do you got to sing this morning?
Want me to sing?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm a host one day. I believe I sang a song while I have a chance. Lord, I believe I sang a song. song, oh yeah, while I have a chance, because I may not have this chance anymore. I believe I pray a prayer, oh, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer while I have a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer, oh yes, while I have a chance, because may not have this chance anymore. I believe I say amen. While I have this chance, well, I believe I say amen. While I have this chance, well, I believe I say amen. Oh, yes, while I have this chance, because may not have this chance anymore. I believe I say amen. While I have a chance, well, I believe I say amen. While I have this chance, well, I believe I say amen. Oh, yes, while I have this chance, because I may not have the chance anymore. I believe I just moan and moan with it while I have this chance. Well, I believe I moan and moan while I have this chance. Well, I believe I moan and moan. Oh, yes, while I have a chance, because I may not have this chance anymore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I love that. Amen. I never heard it before. I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lugel.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yep. I believe yes. I'll sing a song while I can. You know, tomorrow's not promised, so we got to
no,
do
ma'am.
It while
no, ma'am. No, ma'am. No,
all
ma'am.
We can.
No, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, we are continuing on Bible Storyland. We have Sister Ruth with us. She's from Ferndina Beach, Georgia. I mean, sorry, Florida. Oh, my God. Ferndina Beach, Florida. Good morning, Sister Ruth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you on with us this morning. We are so blessed that with the men and women of God on Bible Storyland this morning.
Yes.
All right. She's going to do a poem.
Okay, this poem is titled The Redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Right.
He brought me out of the darkness of sin and shame into the marvelous light. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Refined me in the fiery furnace of affliction. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Paid the sin debt for me and for you with his redeeming blood. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am who I am by the grace of God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am Rupa, and I am redeemed. The redeemed.
All right.
Amen. The redeemed. Hallelujah. That was awesome. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Beautiful. And she wrote that herself. She's very gifted. She writes poems. She wrote a book of poems. So we thank God for the gift that he put on the inside of us, the talent.
Yeah.
A good God. Well, we have a mighty man of God with us this morning. He is from Jackson, Mississippi. I have not met him, but I've met his sister. I played that song that she wrote a while, I mean, that she sang a while back in her own version of it. Lord, take my hand, precious Lord. You know that song. We sang it as children growing up. So I thank God this morning we have Pastor Matthew Spann with us this morning. And he wrote a book, and we're going to be talking about his book, but he's also going to bring the word this morning. He's multi-talented. You know God has given us many talents, many gifts. And I thank God that we don't just leave them aside. We use them to glorify him in the body of Christ or wherever he sends us. So I introduce to you this morning Pastor Matthew Spann. Good morning, Pastor Spann. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We are so honored that you're on with us this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad.
Yes, and listen, we have been waiting for a woman of God from Jacksonville to come on. She comes on with us and sing, and she got to go to work. She's not there already. So hold on 1 second. Jackie, good morning.
Okay.
Jackie, you there?
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Just trying to get ready to go to work for a minute. I wasn't going to work today, but changed my mind. Well, she changed my mind.
Amen.
Sorry I missed the first half.
That's all right. We're glad you're here right now. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to try to sing, Walk With Me, Lord.
Amen. Walk With Me, Lord. I love that. Okay, go ahead.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Sing it, woman. Walk with me, Lord.
And we got to listen to him. He's talking. While we walking, he's talking. So listen to him. We got to get
and
the
cell phone. And if it's ever time that we need God to walk with us, it's right now.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
It's right now.
Yes, ma'am. We got to get the cell phone out of our ear. We got to get the iPad out of our face. And we got to listen to the Father. We got to walk with him, talk with him, and also let him talk to us.
See,
that's why we have one mouth and two ears. For him to talk to us, he's speaking. People say, well, I hear God. Yeah, you heard him if you picked up the word. If you opened the Bible, you heard him. You may not want to hear what he's saying. But instead of turning the TV on, open up the word, the Bible. He's speaking. And just like he spoke to Abraham, he's no respecter of persons. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
And
so I thank God that he is speaking to us. He's walking.
Yes.
As we walk with him, he's walking with us. He promised he'll never leave us or forsake us. Well, we still have Pastor Span waiting for us this morning. We thank God for Pastor Matthew Span. As I said before, he wrote a book. It is called Understanding the Thens in Your Christian Journey. Understanding the Thens in Your Christian Journey by Matthew R. Span. He mailed it to me this week, and I'm so grateful I got to read some of the book. So we're going to interview him, and then he is going to bring forth the word. He's multi-talented, gifted of God. God has put much in him, and so much is required of him. And, you know, sometimes I'm sure he's like, Lord, what am I writing today? But you got to get to that computer. I know he just sit down, and the Lord just poured down in him. So I thank God for a man who's yielded to God. You know, many times we don't know what to write, but I thank God this morning for this great man of God who was led to write this book. So I'm going to read a scripture to you just before we interview him. But it says, my heart is indicting a good matter. Psalms 45, my heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. And you should read this chapter. It goes on and on. I love this psalm, Psalm 45. My heart is indicting a good matter. And so I thank God for Pastor Span. His tongue is the pen of a skillful, a ready writer. So, Pastor Span, I want to ask you, what inspired you to write this book that you wrote, Understanding the Then in Your Christian Journey? What inspired you to write the book?
Well, yes, I wrote the book when I was pastoring in Goodman, Mississippi. I preached a series of sermons on Isaiah chapter 6, and it was about four or five sermons I preached on that one text, which is Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Based on Isaiah's call to the ministry. And after that series, it was such a blessing, and it was so good. The Lord is just pressing my heart to write a book. I never thought I would write a book, but the Lord just impressed on my heart to do it. And really, in a space of really about 8 or 9 years, we finally finished it. because of work and things, but we finished it, and the Lord has allowed us to put it in print, and it's been a blessing to many people. Thank God for that.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. That was one of the questions I have to ask you. How long did it take you to write the book? So I understand.
Well, off and on, you know, with work and pastoring and things going on, we found time to finish it.
Amen. I understand that. You know, it's not like we're twiddling our thumbs. We still got to go about our daily activity and our Father's business.
That's right.
I want to ask you, why did you decide to title the book Understanding the Thens in Your Christian Journey? How did you come about that title, writing that title?
Well, when you read verse 8 in the NIV version, it says, then, as I said, he said, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who will send me and who will go for me? And we often quote that part and you know, how Isaiah made the great exclaim that, you know, here I might send me, but it was, and the word then spoke to something happened before he got to verse 8. And beginning at verse 1, God just began to open up some things that happened that Isaiah was able to say then, here I might send me, you know. So that's what the book is based on. It's based on five things that the Lord showed us in that passage that led, that inspired, empowered Isaiah to say, here am I sending me. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, my next question is, tell us a significant then in your life, a significant then in your life.
Well, I would have to say the most important thing in my life is when I got serious about being saved. My father was the pastor of a church that I grew up in as a boy for over 40 years, and myself and my siblings, we were in church, and it wasn't option. You were going to church every Sunday. Just, you know, it wasn't like, you know, I'm gonna skip this Sunday. You were going to church, and I grew up in church, and I learned how to do church. I think I said that in my book, and I learned how to wave my hand and talk and act like everybody else that was saved. And but one period in my life when I began to realize that my father and others that were saved had something that I didn't. You know, I was acting. I was just perpetrating, if you will. But I came to a point where I really wanted to know what they had that I didn't. And that was when I got saved, when I asked the Lord to show me. And my salvation scripture is Matthew chapter 13, around verse 4-5, when the Lord said, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that seeketh fine pearls. And when he found it, he sold everything that he had to buy it. And the Lord told me that if I really want to know him, if I really want to be saved, I had to sell out to him. And at that point, when I sold out to him, was just when I really received the Lord as my personal Savior. That was the beginning, the most important thing that ever happened to me. And ever since then, the Lord has shown himself mighty, shown himself strong in my life, and he's revealed himself to me in so many ways. And I just thank him for having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. Amen. Okay. Chapter 1 in your book, you titled it Getting in Position.
Mm-hmm.
You probably answered some of this already. What happened to help mm-hmm. you get in position? And what does getting in position mean?
Yeah, getting in position has to do with, and you were talking about it earlier, is getting into position to hear the Lord. And you said earlier how the Lord is speaking. He's speaking to us. And in order to hear him, we have to get into position. And that position is just... it's just really having and develop a relationship with the Lord, whereas you talk to him and he talks to you, and you know him and he knows you, and you just you have to stop all the fake, just being real with God, just being real with God, and coming into a real intimate relationship with him. You know, does that make sense to you? You know.
Oh yes, indeed, I understand. Yes, indeed, I understand it very well.
Right. Yeah. Because God speaks, you know, and like you were saying earlier, and we have to get in position to hear him.
Yes, we do. Okay, my next question is, how can we order your book?
Okay, well, I have a Cash App on my on my phone now. You know, you encouraged me to do that, and I did. And you can call my number, which is 601-572-4621. The book is $7. And you can go on my email, and you can send me your address, and I will send it to you. My email is rayspann, R-A-Y-S-P-A-N-N-P-R, at compass.net. That is rayspann, R-A-Y-S-P-A-N-N-P-R, at compass.net. If you would send me your name and address, and the you can do this. If you have the Cash App, we can do it that way. Either you can mail it to me. I can give you my mailing address, which is 120 Scotland Road, Clinton, Mississippi, 39056.
Okay, can you repeat your address again? You kind of faded out a little bit.
Okay. My address is 120 Scotland, S-C-O-T-L-A-N-D, Road, Clinton, Mississippi, 39056. Amen?
39056, okay.
Right.
All right, well, that's good to know. So I'm going to tell you how you can order his book. I'm going to repeat what he just said. If you have Cash App on your phone, you know, I tell you what, technology is so awesome. You can send people money over the phone. If you have the, it's the app on the phone, cell phones these days, called Cash App, and you can send money to people. So if you don't have Cash App like me, he didn't have Cash App when I first ordered his book, but he got it later, so I sent a money order to this address, 120 Scotland Road, Clinton, Mississippi, 39056. And also he said you can email him. And, you know, being senior citizens, most of us don't have email, but so we can do the address thing and order his book. Email rayspann, PR, at comcast.net. His book is $7. You know what? We waste $7 in a day. So, you know, it's not very much, and I thank God for his, you know, his book that he has the tongue of a pen of a ready writer. I'm just, you know, really grateful that his sister wrote me and told me about his book. So his sister and I have been knowing each other for quite some time. I played her recording a little while ago, Take My Hand, Lord, and she has written many songs and sang many songs, and this is a very talented family. Many of us come from, you know, talented families, and many of us leave our talent. You know, God gave, you know, the story about the 10 talents, but we can't just lay our talents down. We can't bury them. We got to use them for the Lord. If you pray, Pray for the Lord. Pray for people. You can pray for people while you're sitting down in your living room, while you're lying in your bed. You can say, Lord, let me pray for my neighbor. Let me pray for my neighborhood. Whatever God gives. If you can sing, sing to the glory of God. Sing to him. You can sing to God every day. He loves for his children to sing to him. You know, some people say, well, I can't sing. You can sing while you're sitting in the church and the praise team is singing. No such thing as you can't. God don't, you know, he's not human. He don't say, oh, no, Sister G, her voice ain't good enough. Don't sing to me, Sister G. Oh, no, my voice is good enough to sing to him. It may not be good enough to play a song over, you know, in public, but I could sing to my Father. So, you know, whatever God purpose for you to do, do it with all your heart, with all your might. you're doing it as unto God. You know, sometimes you may be called on to do something, and you go like, yeah, but I don't know how to do it. Well, you know how Moses was. Moses said, God said, I want you to do this. He said, but I got, you know how we do. We make excuses, but we can't make excuses in this hour. Now, we have his sister on with us, Minister Lanny Span McBride. Good morning, Minister McBride. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning to you. We're so grateful that, you know, God is has used this woman. Oh, my God. And she has surrendered her life to him totally. You know, she's been given much by God. And, I mean, he's enlarged her territory, stretched her. So we want you to say a little bit about your brother and just a short thing that we're going to have to move on, but just something short. You would like to tell us about your brother before he brings forth the word.
I'd just like to say that there's so much love in my heart right now for him, for all of you. I've also celebrated our brother with my family. I know that my siblings are on as well. He sent a text to tell them some specific things that was happening with him with you this morning. But he didn't know I had already sent them a message saying that he was going to speak and that we wanted to support him because we so love him.
Amen.
My brother, Matthew, has a heart that's so huge. He has a love for God and for his family that's so huge. And there's so much inside of him that emulates. I'm always in awe at the gentleness and the tenderness and the honesty of his ministry. His life has reflected some unique things. God is, as he said in a text to us yesterday, God has already enlarged his testimony. Most of all, he is a man who truly loves God. He's a man that's truly anointed by God. He's anointed by God to love his people and to love his people enough to tell them the truth. One thing that I found out about the walk that we have with Christ is that when we get to the point where we sail out, and I think that he has sold out. He has a beautiful wife, a son and a daughter, a grandson, and with all of that being said, the love that he shares with all of us and our siblings, our extended families, he stands out as a unique man that God is yet to pour some powerful things out of him into the earth. We are also honored to call him our brother. We're honored to know that he's a man of God, that God is going to, is using and will continue to use in a mighty way. It has not yet appeared all that's in him that God's going to do. But the simplicity of his heart and his love for ministry to God's people. Hallelujah. You can't really serve
Amen.
God, and you can't really serve his people until you love them as
Amen.
A father. I just appreciate that love that he has, that honesty, and the strength of his testimony. There's so many things I could say about him, but we don't have time for me to do it because I know you won't want him to get to the word. But
yes.
For the voice of all of his siblings that's on the phone right now, on the phone that's listening on the radio, we love our brother. And we love the Lord, and we love the God in him, and we applaud what God is doing in his life and what God is going to do in his life and all of our lives. We've been blessed. We've seen miracle after miracle, and there are more miracles to come. We just want God to be glorified, want him to have everything God got his name on. We want him to have it. We want him to walk in it. We want him to establish God's kingdom on earth. My kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Lord, hallelujah.
But
we are so grateful for you, Minister Lanny Span McBride, and for your family. We thank God for, you know, the word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And we need the word of God to remove from us everything in us that's not like God. So I thank God this morning for Pastor Matthew Span. He's a mighty man of God who wrote a book, The Thens in Your Christian Journey. So he's going to be bringing forth the word to us right now. So let God have his way.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. I just humble myself before you, God, and I just thank you for this moment, this time that you've given us. And we just humble ourselves, and we know that we can do nothing without you, but with you all things are possible. And we thank you right now for what you're doing in this time and in this moment as we minister to these people. We give you all the glory and praise. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister G. I want to just talk to you about from this topic, the Caleb spirit. Now, I hope you got your Bibles. If you look at Numbers chapter 14 and verse 24, and then I want you to turn to Joshua chapter 14, and then I'm going to read verse 9 through 13. I'm going to read Numbers 14 and 24 right now, and then later on we're going to read Joshua 14. But Numbers 14 and verse 24 says, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it." All right? And so I want to emphasize what the word says about Caleb, that he had another spirit. Now, we've always heard, and I've said it before, that age is nothing but a number, and that's true. And I really never thought about that statement as it really is biblical, and I'm going to show you how it's biblical in a few minutes. And when you think about senior citizens, I begin to think about there are really two categories where senior citizens fall in. And I want to call one of them the lackadaisical kind of spirit or the over-the-top spirit. Now, what I mean by lackadaisical, I mean, you know, there are some senior citizens that have this mindset that I've reached this great age. I'm 80 and 85. 75, and I'm just going to sit down and I ain't going to do nothing. I done live my life, and everybody need to usher me now, you know. And then, you know, they just kind of live on and just die. But then there are those who have this, I would say, over-the-top kind of spirit in that they don't recognize their age, and that they try to still live like and dress like they did when they were in their 20s and 21s and what have you. You know, still trying to wear the leather jeans and the leopard top and stuff, and running around, you know, with high heels on. But you know, listen, they didn't make that for you. You know, some elderly people are still trying to live out those 20, those great years. But the Bible says of Caleb that he had another spirit, all right? And so let me just give you just a little history now. When you get time, you need to read Numbers chapter 13 and 14, and you get the whole story. And when you read that, you understand that God had brought, at this point, he had brought the children of Israel, had delivered them from Egypt and brought them through the Red Sea and had brought water out of a rock and fed them with quail and had done great and wonderful things and brought them to the place where now they're getting ready to go into the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey. Now, I understand that God had promised them that I'm going to deliver you, I'm going to give you this land, the land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey, everything that they needed. And so at this point, they are getting ready to, they're there, and God has brought them through the desert and what have you. And at this point, God told Moses, "I want you to send out 12 spies and out to just spy out the land, to explore the land." And he told them to pick one leader from each tribe of Israel, from the 12 tribes of Israel, and go out and check out the land. And the Bible talks about how they went, and long story short, they went and explored the land and brought back a report to Moses, and the report that 10 of them said that the land really is flowing with living. They are the fruit, and mind you, the scripture says that they brought back some grapes that they had to have two men carrying a pole in order to carry the grapes, and how great the fruit was and how the land was so flowing. But they said that there were some giants there, and the Bible says that they spoke of the giants, that they were stronger than we were, and that we're not able to conquer the land. And they made the statement that we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and they began to spread rumors. They spread the rumors in the whole country of how that we are not able to take the land, that we should have stayed in Egypt, and they wanted to stone Moses and Aaron for bringing them out of Egypt and all this. And so God said that I'm going to destroy these people. I'm going to wipe them out. But Moses was able to persuade the Lord to just forgive them. And God said that I'm going to forgive them. But he said that I declare and I swear that none of these that have come back and have brought this negative report, that none of these people will see the promised land. And he said, except Caleb and Joshua. They were the only two that said that the Lord, we can do it. We can take the land because God is with us. And so God said that I'm going to destroy, I'm going to kill them all in the desert. I'm going to kill them all, but I'm going to, but because of Caleb, verse 24 going back, because Caleb had another spirit with him. Okay, and so now let's look at this. So, what is it about Caleb? What is this another spirit? The word another means different. It pertains to one of the same class, but distinct within that class. All right, and so the word spirit means it is your mind. It's the faculty of which one can respond to God. And so Caleb had a different spirit, a different mindset that was distinct, that was different from all the other 10 spies. Even though they saw the same thing, they experienced the same miracle. They saw the Red Sea open up. They saw how Moses struck a rock and water came out in the wilderness, and how they was, God fed them with manna from heaven. They saw all these miracles, all these things, but yet they were doubtful, they were fearful when they was faced with the fact that they were going to have to fight giants in order to enter the land of flowing with milk and honey. All right, and so the question on the floor is, why is it that Caleb had this different spirit? What is it about Caleb that separated him from all the others? All right, how is it that he was different? He had a different way of thinking. All right, because you know he had a different spirit, and that's what we ought to strive for. That we ought not just go with the flow because everybody else is saying everybody going left. Well, I guess I'm gonna go left too. You know. So, but Caleb had a different spirit, a different mindset. And so, what is it about Caleb that caused him to have this different way of thinking? All right. And so, in order to answer this question, I want us to go to Joshua chapter 14. And this is, mind you, that in Joshua chapter 14, this is 45 years later from Numbers 14. After God declared that I'm gonna kill all these people in the wilderness, I'm gonna let them all die in the wilderness. And so after 45 years later, Caleb is still alive because God said I'm gonna kill everybody except Caleb and Joshua. All right. And so and we look at Joshua chapter 14. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 7. Now, my wife is sitting right here. Now, I want you to tell me when I got about 5 minutes left. Okay? Okay. She going to help me. All right. So, but in Joshua chapter 14, if you look at, I'm going to start at verse 7. I need you to get the whole picture here. He says, this is Caleb talking. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren, that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet hast trod shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake these words unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years. That's 85 years. And yet I am as strong this day as I was the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and come. Now therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, but thou heardest in that day that the Anakites were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord would be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord. All right? And so praise the Lord. So Joshua, 40 years later, he's 85 years old, and the Bible says that he was just as vigorous. He said, give me this mountain. He said, the Lord, just like the Lord was with me then, he's still with me now. I'm still ready to fight. I'm still ready to take the land. And even at 85, he still had life and was ready to do it for God. So the issue here is that what is it that Caleb had? And so I want to point out a couple things in verse 7 and in verse 8, at which Caleb had a strong conviction. He had strong conviction in the promises of God, what God had said. All right? In verse 7, if you look there, the last part about the verse says, he said he brought back a word as it was in my heart, all right? And so in his heart, in other words, in the NIV, it says according to my conviction. In other words, according to what I believe, all right? And so Caleb really believed what the word of the Lord said, all right? He believed that God had given them the land. He staggered not at the promise of God. And so Caleb had a conviction in the promises of what God had said that made his spirit be different from everybody else. All right. And so the principle here is that what you really believe will show up when you are and what you say and do in the midst of challenging circumstances. Right. What you really believe will show up in what you say and do in the midst of challenging circumstances. And I want to say this to you. Never allow your circumstances to set in judgment over the word of God. Amen? I don't have time to get into that statement. But the second thing I want to show you concerning Caleb, in verse 8, Caleb lived with a sense of purpose. This is so important. I wish I had time. He lived with a sense of purpose, all right? The Bible says in verse 8 that he followed the Lord wholeheartedly. And Caleb, again, he believed that it was God's will and God's plan for him to possess the land. And so he lived with this sense of purpose. And because he had this sense of purpose, his purpose was this purpose was able to sustain him 40 years until he was getting ready to get right, until God had got ready to let him step into what he had promised, all right? And this living with a sense of purpose, if you live with a sense of purpose, it'll get you up in the morning with a bigger and with a life to reach after the things of God. That's so important. We have to live with a sense of purpose, you know. And I'm gonna say this, and then I'm done. And I'm gonna give it back to you, Sister G. Many times we just settle for what life has dished out to us. And one of the saddest things that you can see, and I'm sure that in your community and everybody here that can relate, that you see old men just standing around on the corner, just standing around doing nothing, just talking and just talking yang and just, you know, telling stories and just lying. But it is the saddest thing that you can see, just standing around all day long at the corner store. Sad, just settle, you know. But God has so much more for us to do, and he can do so many things through us if we would just allow him, if we would just surrender our all to him. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That was an awesome word, the Caleb spirit. And we got to have the Caleb spirit. We got to all have the Caleb spirit, no matter what age we are. You know, he said Caleb was 85 years old. Actually, he was 85 years young, like Miss Ludell. She's 96 years young. So we thank God for the elderly. Like Caleb, we got to get that spirit. We can't have that lackadaisical spirit. You know what we say? Oh, well, today I'm just going to watch The Love of Life, and As the World Turns, and, you know, then next we're going to watch all the game shows. No, no. We got to bend the knee. Even if you can't get on your knees no more, you can sit in the chair and say, Lord, I'm opening up your word. I'm reading your word. I'm studying your word today. Lord, what would you have me to do? Even if you know you don't do nothing but call up Sister Sadie or Sister whomever or Brother whom and say, you know, I missed you at church Sunday. You know, how you doing? I called to pray for you. You know, is there anything that I can do to help you and your family? You know, we got to be busy no matter what age we are. I admire Miss Ludell and Mother Fanny, and they're about the Father's business. At her church, her pastor calling her to sing those old songs. So I thank God they're still on the battlefield. Mother Fanny is, you know, active in her church, and she's singing those old songs to the Lord. So, you know, we got to have that over-the-top spirit, over-the-top, you know, where we're doing, going about doing the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And, you know, there are things that we need to do for the kingdom of God. God is still speaking today, and I love that message, you know, the Caleb spirit. I never thought about it that way, never looked at it. You know, Caleb was an old man, and he was courageous even as a child, like Joshua. It was courageous. Be thou very strong and courageous, Joshua. So Caleb was like that too. You know, he didn't see himself like other people saw himself. He was quite different. And he was okay with being different. And that's how we have to be. Everybody who has the mark of God on them, we're all different. You know, the scripture says we're peculiar people, you know, a different generation of people. So we got to teach our children and our grandchildren, it's okay to be different because you are God's child. You are King's child. And King's children are different, and we're going to act different. And even when you get old, you're still going to be different. You're going to have the mark of God on you forever, and you can't get it off, so you got to live. And you know what I want to say? Salvation is a gift from God. If there's anyone on here who's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. We have ministers on here of the gospel, and we want everybody to be saved. I don't care if you're 85. You need to be saved if you're not saved. I don't care what age you are. You can be 8 years young, but you need to be saved. So press 1 if you're not saved. All right. Looks like everybody is saved on here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Salvation is a gift of God. And, you know, we can't just be saved and sit on the bench. No. Even, you know, know, when you're older, you got to still do what God said. You still got to be obedient. Obedience is a gift from God. You got to obey God. No matter what age we are, we got to obey him. Sometimes he just wants us to shut everything down and just be in his presence. Don't say not one word. Just listen to him. Just be in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, backsliding is an offense to God. He's done great things for us. So we can't be, you know, we can't have the mud mentality. We can't be slipping, sliding in the mud. But we got to have the God mentality, where we're going to be holy like God. He's holy. He said, I want you to be holy like me. I want you to look like me, act like me, smell like me, talk like me, be like me. So we got to be holy. It is testimony time. Anybody got a brief, quick testimony? We're moving right along this morning. Testimony time. Nobody got a testimony? Well, I have one. I was, you know, in the house last night, up late, and the Lord said, Lydia. And I'm like, Lydia? Only Lydia I know, I could think of, is in the Bible. So I was reading about Lydia in the book of Acts. And Lydia is one of those people, not a lot said about her. But she went about doing good. She invited the men of God to come to her house. And she extended, she had the spirit of hospitality. And she extended that. And that said a lot to me. You know, we, in this day and time, we need to have the spirit of hospitality. Even though, you know, people are so, you know, we're afraid these days in so many ways because you don't know unless you have the spirit of God. You might not know who people are. But I was in the grocery store, and they have a deli, and I had my little two-year-old with me from my daycare, and we were eating, and the Lord said, pray with that lady. It was a lady walking through the door. I'd never seen her before. He said, pray with her. So I called over there and said, how you doing, ma'am? She had beautiful hairdo. And her name was the same name as our precious sister that's on the line, Rutha. She said, my name is Rutha. I said, I'm Sister G, how you doing? And we talked for a few minutes. And then she said, what church you go to? So I told her what church I go to, and then she told me what church she went to. And come to find out, the lady knew my aunt. My aunt was at that church from 1934 till she died in 2000, I think it was 10 or 11. And so the lady and I talked for a few minutes, and I said, do you mind if I pray with you? And she said, no, I don't mind. So I prayed with her, and she went on in the store, and she did her shopping, came out, and then she said, okay, well, I'll see you later. I said, okay, Sister Rutha. She went on, and she, I thought she was, you know, getting ready to drive wherever she was going. So I got my child together. We got in the car and everything, and we drove off. When I got down the street, she was at the bus stop, and I said, Sister Rutha, would you like a ride? Now, she just met me, and I just met her. But I knew the Spirit of God in this woman. And she lived downtown in one of the buildings where I used to live. She lived downtown in Cathedral Townhouse. So I met a sister in the Lord. I said, you know you are a good guy. You know how to hook people up, Lord. So I thank God. That's my testimony. Anybody else? Testimony time.
I have one.
Okay.
We had our prayer revival, and that Sunday morning, I got up to get ready for church, and God gave me a song, and I was just filled with the joy of the Lord, and I'd like to share the song that he gave to me.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus.
hot off the press. I love that song. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, God can give you some songs. You just got to sing them. And looks like she remembered the song that God gave her. Hallelujah. Amen. That was beautiful. Now, this is Sister Rutha that I've known for a few months from the church where we go, Kingdom City Church in Georgia. So I thank God for her. She's a blessing in my life. So I know two Sister Ruthas now. God is so good. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. You know, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. Anybody who needs prayer, press 1. We have some ministers on here who can pray for the people of God. So it's prayer time. I know it's praying time like never before. If you see what's going on in the world, you're going to be praying morning, noon, and night in order to survive. All right, Sister Jackie, you got a prayer request.
Yes. Pray for Mother Henry. Pray for my family, my daughters, my husband, all my senior citizens, and just the world, people in the world, like you said.
Amen. Well, what's going on with Mother Henry?
She had a stroke, and she's in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, she's doing better. She's coming around.
Yeah, well, she's about 95 now, huh?
95, yes.
She's a young woman, up in age, but she was a pastor at a church in New York, and she's done great things for the Lord. I went to hear Mother Henry speak at a church, and she was about 90 or so at that time. She said, "I can still touch my feet." And she reached over and touched her feet, and she preached a great message. So we'll be lifting her up in prayer. Y'all need prayer.
All right,
anybody
Jackie.
Else? I'm sorry, Jackie, what'd you say?
I said, that's fine. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Press 1 if you need prayer. I won't know unless you press 1. Unless you're already live on Bible Storyland. We got a 770 on here, a 810, a 662 on here. Anybody need prayer, press 1. Thank God for the people of God. We got a 601 on here, more than one. So I thank God. All right, for the people of God. Yeah, we got to have that Caleb spirit. We got to have a Joshua spirit. Be strong and courageous. And we got to pray. Effectual, fervent prayers. Anyone else need prayer this morning? We got Pastor Dunn on here. I don't know if she'll be available to pray this morning, but she's still on. Thank the Lord. Got to pray this morning. Pray. Anybody else need prayer? Yes.
I will pray for Lawrenceville.
Pray for what?
Lawrenceville.
Okay. You want prayer for it, or you say you're going to pray for it?
I will pray for it. That's okay with you.
Okay, what's going on in Lawrenceville?
Well, I showed a 770, and, you know, since we're all over the country, I will just pray for that area.
Okay, Lawrenceville, is it in Texas where you live?
Georgia.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. Okay. All righty, I'll call on you to pray when we get ready to pray for Lawrenceville. Thank you,
Sister
Karen.
G,
yes.
Sister G, we're requesting prayer for our churches, our families, our young people, just asking for prayer for our families. The unique thing that's happening with families with health issues and with faith issues and with recommitment and connecting to the Lord, praying for families, churches, and pastors. I'll say our fan family and extended families of various churches, pastors to hear God and obey Him, to pray for our churches to make sure they're hearing God and the pastors are speaking what God said.
Amen.
Our children, our young people to make better choices and to receive forgiveness and to receive help from the Lord, to receive encouragement. For them to know that they're loved by God and let God give them a report of themselves so they can elevate their expectations of themselves.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
to that. Amen, amen. All right, any more prayer requests? Press 1. We're getting ready to pray in about 1 second.
All right.
All right, so we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on here. Her prayer requests are for her family, herself, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, and Bereaved family. So I'm going to ask Pastor Span, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, Pastor Matthew Span? Can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her church family, Missionary Baptist Church, and her bereaved family? There's several people she's going to be going to funerals today. Just a brief prayer.
Okay. Gracious God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that your word said that you are the God of all comfort. And we pray that, God, that you would be there, God, show yourself as the God of comfort in her church family, in this pastor's church family, God, that you would give them your peace that surpasses all understanding, God. We just pray that you would we just lift them up to you. We just pray that you would just minister to every need, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Mother Fanny, are you still on? Mother Fanny? Okay, she's hung up. Sister Rutha, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, two daughters, and the senior citizens that she take care of? And please lift up Mother Henry, who had a stroke. Sister Rutha.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to call on your most holy and precious name, realizing, Lord God, that you are able, Lord God. Realizing, Jesus, that if we cry, you said you would say, here I am. And when we call on your name, you said you would answer. So, Lord God, I come to call on your name, Jesus, that you would meet the need of Mother Henry, that you meet the need of Sister Jackie and her family, Lord God, that you meet the need, Lord God, of everyone, Lord God, that is close to her, whether they are family or friends or co-workers, Lord God. Father God, you know everything there is to know about Mother Henry, about Sister Jackie and her family, Lord God, and we just ask you, Lord God, to meet and supply needs, because we know that you are more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. So, Lord God, I'm just asking you, Lord God, to just have your way. Lord God, show up and show out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, Karen, can you pray for Lawrenceville, Georgia? Karen.
I will do that. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for the area of Lawrenceville, Georgia. I thank you for the people there. I thank you for what you have to do for that general area. And I pray that you raise them up to be a godly people. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Minister Span. Pastor Span, could you pray for the request that your sister asked for, churches, families, health, pastors, your family, obedience for the pastors, and you know, that our youth would make better choices, and how God leads you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Gracious God, again, we look to you, God. You know all things, God, and you are sovereign, God. You are in control of everything, God. You called all things to be, God. You have all power in your hand, God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. We just lift up, God, our family, our immediate family, God, and we thank you for how you've shown yourself mighty and how you brought about healing in our physical bodies, God, and my brother's wife, Mary, and We've seen you work in so many ways, God, even in my life. I thank you for what you're doing and how you have brought about healing in my body, God. We thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness, God. You have never failed us, God. You have shown your word true in our lives, God, and we thank you for that. We just lift up our churches unto you, God. We pray, God, that pray that you would just continue to give us pastors after your own heart, God. We just pray, God, that you would just show yourself mighty, God, that you would be at the throne of everybody's heart, God. We pray, God, that your word said that if we lift you, God, you would draw all men unto yourself, God. We lift up Jesus, God. I pray, God, that we would never lose sight that it's about Jesus. It's not about personalities. It's not about us. It's about Jesus, God. And we just lift up, God, our churches, and we pray that we will get on one accord, one mind, one spirit, God, that we will worship the risen King, God, Jesus. He's Lord. He is our God. He is our Savior. He is our all in all, God. We just pray, God, that we just never lose sight of Jesus, that we would lift him up and him on. We just pray, God, that you would just lead by your spirit, God. Your word says, go ye into all the world, teaching men, and that they may be saved, God, bringing men into the kingdom, God, that we would lift up your kingdom. Your word says, God, that let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask you, just Lord, over our churches, Lord, over our congregations, Lord, over our lives. And we just give you the glory and praise, God, in Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, Pastor Donna Hawkins, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're grateful for you. Can you pray for the senior citizens?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
All right.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day. Now, Lord, I lift up the senior citizens to you today, Lord. Lord, we do thank you for what you have done. Lord, we thank you for bringing them all the way. Lord, we thank you for the years that you have blessed them with, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless them with health and strength, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless them with wisdom and knowledge. Lord, please keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful for the goodness that they have imparted to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you that they are our teachers and they are our examples, and we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all things. Lord, we thank you because we do know that every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from you, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for their lives, Lord, for their influences, Lord. Lord, just bless them and keep them in your care. And, Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing on Minister G, Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for her precious life, Lord,
yeah,
and for the lives that she is touching through this service every Saturday morning. We thank you for that. Continue to strengthen her, keep her, Lord. Continue to bless everything that she sets her hands to do, Lord. Lord, we love you, and we thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, it's closing time. Anybody have any comments, closing comments, anything they want to say? Quick. We don't have much time. All right. Well, I thank God for you. You know, we'll be on next Saturday. We'll be Family Day. So we're looking forward to God doing great things in families. The families, you know, are going through things. Pray for families every day all over the world. Families, you know, fathers and mothers and children and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. Pray for the family as a whole. Pray for the family. We got to pray. Effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. You know, when you're cooking a meal, say, Father, remember the daddy. Father, remember the mommy. Father, remember the children. Pray. Remember the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins. Pray. Pray when you're washing clothes. Pray when you're getting in the car. Pray when you're going to work. Just continually pray. Pray. And be obedient to God. So I look forward to speaking with each of you next Saturday. It will be, like I said, Family Day. We'll be honoring families, praying for families. So don't forget, praise the Lord continually. I love each of you, but you already know God loves you so much. I can't begin to tell you how much he loves you. It would take me a lifetime to speak of the goodness and the love that God has for each of you. I thank God for you all being on with us this morning. I love you, I love you, I love you. And you can't do a thing about it. Talk to you next week. Love y'all. Thank you.